With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The California legislature received 181 discrimination and harassment complaints in the last year. That was many more than expected. But Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports leaders at the Capitol are optimistic.
In a letter obtained by Cap Radio, leaders at the Capitol disclosed the number of complaints filed in the past year. It was higher than anticipated, but they say that's a good thing. It shows staffers are comfortable coming forward. Senate Pro Tem Tony Atkins and Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon declined to comment for this story. It's hard to compare the number to past years. There were 33 complaints in 2017 and 17 in 2018. But those only included sexual harassment. The legislature's new workplace conduct unit, formed in the wake of the Me Too movement, also investigates discrimination and retaliation. And it may be hard to measure progress moving forward. The legislature will release substantiated complaints against lawmakers and high-level staff, but the Senate and Assembly would not say if they plan to release any additional data in the future. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
The U.S. Coast Guard says nearly 20,000 pounds of cocaine seized in the eastern Pacific Ocean has been brought to San Diego. The drug, estimated to be worth about $338 million, is scheduled to be offloaded from the Cutter Monroe at Naval Base San Diego on Monday. The cocaine was seized in 8 operations by the crews of 4 cutters between mid-November and mid-January. The Coast Guard released aerial surveillance video showing boats being pursued and boarded at sea. The Coast Guard says the campaign against drug cartels in the eastern Pacific involves numerous U.S. agencies as well as the Navy. A former employee of the California Senate will receive $310,000 in a settlement of a lawsuit claiming that the legislative body and former state senator Tony Mendoza retaliated against her for reporting an allegation that Mendoza sexually harassed a coworker. The Los Angeles Times reports Thursday the lawsuit was brought by Adriana Ruelas, who was formerly Mendoza's legislative director. It was part of a series of complaints against Mendoza that led the Democrat from Artesia to resign in 2018, although he denied wrongdoing. The Times says the settlement was confirmed by Secretary of the State Erica Contreras, who described it as an amicable resolution. The Environmental Protection Agency has pushed out its regional boss for California and other points west. And that's touched off an unusual public dispute between the two about the reason why. Ousted San Francisco-based EPA head Mike Stoker had been a fervent supporter of Donald Trump. He'd been best known for coming up with the chant, "Lock her up," about Hillary Clinton at Trump rallies. In a statement, Stoker suggests he drew unfavorable Trump administration attention because Democratic lawmakers praised his work on environmental issues in the West. An EPA spokeswoman says excessive travel and incompetence led to his abrupt ouster. Dave McCoy, who transformed California's Mammoth Mountain from a remote Sierra peak into a downhill destination for skiers and snowboarders from around the world, has died. He was 104. A former CEO of the resort said McCoy died in his sleep at his home in the community of Bishop. Mammoth was the focus of McCoy's life for more than 6 decades. He oversaw the resort's growth into an operation of 3,000 workers and 4,000 acres of ski trails. Mammoth was one of the 3 most visited ski resorts in 2018, drawing about 1.2 million skiers and snowboarders.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.